Because we all know a global low-carbon economy in 2050 is going to have to meet the energy needs of 9 or 10 billion people using technologies that will have to be more advanced than the technologies that are in place today. Buildings, agriculture, machines must be dramatically more energy efficient. Cars, trucks, and planes are going to have to run on electricity, biofuels, or hydrogen. Electricity generation is going to need to come primarily from renewables and nuclear energy. The emissions from most of the remaining fossil fuel combustion are going to need to be diverted permanently from the atmosphere. But even bigger than the challenge of funding for research and development and demonstration is the challenge of the valley of death, finding the capital to move innovations through that valley across to commercial success on the other side. And this, of course, is where the role of financing and the focus of this summit